This Sunday will mark World Blood Donor Day. Now more than ever, the Blood Bank of Hawaii needs your kokua. It is making an appeal for donors because our supplies this week were dangerously low. The center says an hour of your time could help save three lives with the donation of blood. During this health crisis, there's also a push for those who have recovered from the COVID-19 virus to consider donating plasma. We are hearing about the clinical trials and the success of helping patients recover thanks to the life-saving plasma donations. We talked to Dr. Kim Onwin, CEO of the Blood Bank of Hawaii, about the collaboration with local hospitals.
We first heard about convalescent plasma at the end of March. So when COVID-19 hit the United States, early March, I went to Washington, D.C. to meet with the head of the Food and Drug Administration and the leaders of the blood banks in the United States to talk about what we were going to do about this, whether there was anything we could do. And so at the end of March, I heard through our network that convalescent plasma was an experimental protocol that was being developed because there were no drugs, no treatment available for COVID-19. And at the time, literally tens of thousands of patients were in the hospitals in New York City. And so on March 24th, when I heard that the Mayo Clinic was putting together a group to start a protocol, a national protocol for convalescent plasma, I immediately reached out to the CEOs of Queens, Hawaii Pacific Health, and also the leadership of Kaiser Department of Health in Hawaii, and said, and the dean of the medical school, and said, all of the leaders in Hawaii, I have heard that convalescent plasma is being thought of as an experimental protocol. Food and Drug is very interested in making something available for all of the United States. I think we should consider this in Hawaii. I think we should get on board. Are you interested? And so I committed Blood Bank of Hawaii to being the providers of this, should there be interest. And so April 15th, actually 14th or 15th, we put together a coalition meeting. And I reasoned that the only way Hawaii could move into this is if we moved into it together as a team. We moved out, and then 13 days later, we collected our first unit. And the way that we did it with a lot of forethought and moving together, seeing as that in the beginning, we never knew what was going to happen. We might get a lot of patients and not enough plasma. And so the goal was to gather enough donors and develop a stockpile. So as of today, we now have, fortunately, 115 doses from 32 donors. That's an incredible stockpile in Hawaii that, should we get a second wave as Hawaii opens up our borders, that we have doses here in Hawaii ready to treat patients.
So we can be doing those clinical trials here in the islands?
Correct. So as of today, every hospital, to my knowledge, has been registered for this extended access protocol. And as a patient is in the hospital and needs access to this life-saving treatment, the hospitals are enrolled, and all the hospitals would need to do is put in an order. And we have all of the ABO types here at Blood Bank of Hawaii, and we would be able to send that convalescent plasma to the hospital and treat that patient today. On day one, we collected the first collection, the donation, and I think on day three, we treated one patient, the first patient, and as of today, we've treated three patients with five doses.
So if somebody has tested positive for COVID-19, you folks would love to be able to connect with them if they'd be willing to donate their plasma.
That's right. And just so that you know, because we're going about it as a coalition, I believe that the state of Hawaii is doing something different. And I'm very proud of the way that Hawaii is doing it as a state. So because we have the Department of Health as part of the coalition, every patient who has recovered gets a letter from the department through the Department of Health that says, congratulations on getting out of isolation. If you're interested and you're healthy and you are interested in helping save other patients into recovery, please consider donating your convalescent plasma. If you'd like to do that, contact Blood Bank of Hawaii.
So tell us, what do people need to know about being able to get back into the swing of things and to donate blood?
I think what people need to know is that Hawaii's blood supply is fragile and perishable, and that we have to keep a continuous blood supply to ensure that patients get the life-saving blood they need. So we need donors throughout the summer to continue to roll up their sleeve, make an appointment, and come in to donate. Our hospitals over the last week and a half to 2 weeks have started to open up their operating rooms. And as a result, we are seeing our orders for blood go up, and our supplies are going down. And so we ask that the people of Hawaii, please, please, during the summer, go onto our website, bloodbanktough.org, and make an appointment to donate.
And what's the situation for the neighbor islands?
As you know, because of the quarantine on neighbor island travel, we've had to suspend doing blood drives on the neighbor island. And so as soon as it's safe to do so, we are making plans and looking forward to coming back to the neighbor islands. Most people don't realize. You know, they ask me, so Dr. Nguyen, how much blood does the state of Hawaii have at any one time? Blood Bank of Hawaii, you've got to have a lot of blood, right? Maybe a month or two supply. People would be shocked to know that at any one time, Blood Bank of Hawaii only has 1 week's supply, 1 week's supply of red cells. Half of that is on our shelves. Half of that is on the hospital shelf. For the supply of O-negative red cells, that's the universal type, throughout this week, there were times when Blood Bank of Hawaii only had one day's supply. So you know as well as I do that our highways are getting more crowded, traffic is getting worse, and that means traffic accidents. And so we need to bump up our supply going into the summer.
Dr. Kim Ann Nguyen has been chief executive officer at the Blood Bank of Hawaii since 2013. And since this health crisis, the blood bank can't do any large blood drives. It again asks that you make an appointment to come down to one of the 6 pop-up centers here on Oahu. And again, we will be marking World Blood Donor Day on June 14th.